Okay, we had learned this last piece of Gemara. It deals with Mepiyam Alayim Mepiksavam. And we discussed last the Rambam Shita, that all shtaris are derabanan. This says all shtari raya are derabanan. And we learned that there are four shitas, the two shitas we have in Taisvis, the Baal Amor and the Rambam Shita, as far as how shtaris work. To be mashlim, this inyan, there's a Rambam. Regarding this Rambam, the usual Torah is the Rav Naftali in service. Regarding this Rambam, I'd like to read you the Rambam, and the sugya is not complete unless you know that such a Rambam exists. The Rambam is in Perek Ches of Hilchasei, this Halacha Dalit. And he says something which you have to think about. He says the following. He's talking in a case where you have a shtar, an edim in the shtar, and the edim come into Besdin, and they say it's our signature, but we don't remember the maisa. They're not saying it didn't happen. They're saying it must be it did happen, but we don't remember. I think it would be very common today for people to not remember. And today there are people who are professionally A-day-gitten have to be able to write like a cipher. There's some cipher and we'll make a few dollars on the side. They go down to a get and then they aid them and they sign. I'm sure if they do 50 gitten a year, I'm sure if you asked them 3.5 years ago, if they were to get them, this person and this person, they probably won't remember. So we're not talking about hechatimtzu. You know, you think, see someone kill somebody, you remember all your life. Something about signing a shtar, which could be routine. And the people who signed the shtar don't remember. Now, based on Tosfos, he brings the Gemara of Sarev Shtar, Yosef Shal Tavei, right? We basically understood that there's a chiluk. If you say Avis, you remember, and it's not true, you don't remember, that's no good. Say this on a shtar, that's the case of Sarev Shtar, Yosef Shal Tavei. Here we're not talking that the shtar is burnt. The shtar is in front of us. The shtar is here. And they say, Ksav Yadeinu Zeh. This is our signature. What should be? What? Should be good. Somebody says, Ksav Yadeinu Zeh. Should be good. Ksubis, the sugya talks about it. It says, Ksav Yadeinu Zeh. Aval anusim hayinu. Ktanim hayinu. They have a pesha asim. But if they just say, Ksav Yadeinu Zeh, period, it should be good. Now the Rambam says a chiddush, and he's vehement about the chiddush. So look at his lashon. You know the Rambam doesn't usually write such lashonis. Again, Perikhes of Hilchasei, this halacha dam. Hayol v'adavar kein shtar sheyotza lebesdin ubo edim v'amru ksav yedeinu zeh. The shtar came into Besdin, and edim say, yes, it's our signature. Avol. We never knew this Eidus. And we don't remember. That's not a Kiyam Ashtar. They have a din like deaf mutes. Until they remember their edus. The chol mi she'ein oidon kein lo yada b'dinei mominis ben yamina l'smailoi. This is Lashon. Chol mi she'ein oidon kein lo yada b'dinei mominis ben yamina l'smailoi. I think we had a similar Lashon by the case with the half an animal that was cut and half was sent out and half was there. It's a commission of Duncan and David in the use of a heter ben Yamin of the Smiley. So I don't know if this is the origin of the Lashon or what. But you know what the rabbi says? There's nothing. There's nothing until they remember. So the Ravid says, the Ramav says, commission of Duncan, loyalty of the Amenis. So the Ravid writes on that, Avraham Aymer, Yeshvi She'emayrin came, Vayayidim Bedinim Kamaisai. Some people that do paskin, not like the Rambam, and they do know Dine Mamad is Kamaisa, just like the Rambam Mamad says. Shim Amru Ein Lanu Zikar and Klal Ein Zestira. They say we don't remember. That's not a stira. It's still a good star. V'yaisim is that Filu Amru Savi Deinuhu Ami Olam LeHosim Olva Kim Aman LeHosa Ein Amemanim. They say this is our signature, but we were psulim. They're not even believed. They say it's a false signature. But if they just say they don't remember, so this is the question: why? What is going on here with the Rambam? What's the cheshbon the Rambam has that if they say "Ksav Yadeinu Huzeh," that it should be no good? Now there is a machlokes. Like if an egg walks in, he says "Ksav Yadizeh." So there is a machlokes. Is that a good that disagrees with the Rambam? As the Rambam says, it's nothing. Not like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam, and then it brings that the other Rishayim say if somebody says this is my signature, it's good. But does that mean it's good? It's one witness for a kiyum, and you need a second witness for a kiyum. Or does that mean it's good, and you don't need any more witnesses? Right? Normally, to say we recognize someone's signature, normally you need two witnesses to say you recognize the signature. To do Kiyum Shtaris, like anything in the Torah, you need two witnesses. That's normal. You need two witnesses to come in and say this is someone's signature. Shaila. A person comes in and he says, this is my signature. Is that as good as two witnesses? Well, no. That's one witness on the signature. They need one more. Now, the Rambam says it's nothing. We'll figure out the Rambam later. But the Chalukim with the Rambam, so do they hold that he's one witness on a signature, one out of two? Or they hold that, no, you need two witnesses on the signature, and this person is good as it's good like two. It's his own signature. So that is be'etzem ha-machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. This expression, if you, I hope it sounds familiar, if amonah she'bishtar he'mi'id, al tzav yadam he'mi'id, it's expression, in Ksubas Daf Vav. When I say this is my signature, you can look at it as if I'm saying amonah she'bishtar he'mi'id. If I say it's my signature, I'm saying that what it says in the shtar is true. And then I'm alone. Good enough kiyum. Or if you say I'll then I'm just one out of two. You need one more hechsher kiyum for the ksav yad. What? Well, the Rambam probably holds like that. You're right, but the Madhyamu says Amana Shebishtar Midin holds. Look, if they would be saying hey, this is the Amana Shebishtar, you wouldn't have to have them say anything about the signature, right? We're talking on his own, right? There are two signatures. So one signature you have to make. My signature that I say, if you say Amana Shebishtar Midin, it means I'm not actually saying hey, this is the Amana Shebishtar. I could be saying Avakhtanam Yinu and whatever else. I'm saying Savideinu Huzeh. Assuming I don't have a migul to say whatever, I say Savideinu Huzeh. Amonah Shebishtar Meidim means that when you say this on your signature, that is the Eidus on the Amonah Shebishtar. That Kufa is the Eidus on the Amonah Shebishtar. That's the issue. What? Savyadi. I don't mean necessarily on the other person's signature. I mean on the prophet's on his own. You're right, if he's saying on the other one. And the Gemara says it can't be his three quarters of an Avis. He can't be totally Makai in his plus half of the others. The other one?
Each one says exact Savyadi, exact Savyadi.
Right. That's good. Because each one's half.
So the case of the Rambam.
This Rambam doesn't talk about who the other. It says bo edim va omru ksav yadeinu huzeh, but you have two witnesses. Each one says this is our signature. Could be saying the other one also. Still, the Rambam is saying that there's a problem with the edus.
They're not saying on the other one.
Yeah. But the Rambam shouldn't say Hariyam Kharashim that the Psalaidas. He should say you still need one more. That's what the Gemara says. You need one more for the other signature. But you wouldn't say such a Lashon that they're like Psalaidas, Hariyam Kharashim. Actually, it's great to do some. They're nobody until they remember. So there's Torah on this. There's, as I said, Reb Naftali. However, what I saw is that I looked in Chayshe Mishpat, and I see that the Shach says a Pshat. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not learning Sudis now to know why we would need the Reb Naftali if the Shach says a good Pshat. So I see it's a little hesitant to it. So Derech Klal, when the Rashidas say Pshat on something, and the Shach says the Sefer say Pshat, I'd rather go with the Shach. So I'll tell you the Shach's Pshat. I don't see any chesaron in it. Not that the Shach is my scummer, but the Shach says a very glatt pshat, much smoother than the other pshat in my seen. The Shach learns, listen to this. First, you have to remember Rabbeinu Tam. He takes the Rabbeinu Tam in Taisus. The Re said, Shomer Be Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that the PM, Beloim Bepitzavim, does not passel by Edim who remember the Edis. If you roi lahagada, then ksav is good. Right? He's said only an Elaim can't give a written testimony. Because he's not roi, kosher roi labilaim, bila makabislaim. Which means, if he's roi to say Edis, Rabbeinu Tam says, you're allowed to send your Edis written. You can send a written testimony into bed. And I'm tired. It's only someone who's unable to say Edis, someone who can't say Edis, because he's an Elaim, he can't speak. Someone who can't speak, he's not roi lahagada, so pitzavim is possible. But somebody who's roi to say Edis, so such a person, pitzavim, is not possible. Because he's roi to say Edis, and he's roi to say Edis, pitzavim is not a psul. That was Rabbeinu Tam's sheet. It was the most mechudish dika sheet in the Yisha. But the Shach says, if I understand correct, Shach says, Sinan Mem Vav, Sekot Manad Beis. The Mechaber brings this Rambam sheet. He leaves out the words, Kol Mishayin Ayim Akein Eni Adeh Be'yim Yidah Smoy Lai, because right after he brings the Rambam, he writes V'yesh Chalkin. So he's not going to write the Kol Mishayin Yidah Akein Eni Adeh Be'yim Yidah Smoy Lai. But the Mechaber brings the Rambam sheet. And the Shach is coming to say a Hezber, he brings a hint, Kesem Mishnah, who was Matmiyah, that why should it be totally possible? And the Shach says that the Rambam holds with the Knei, I'll explain in a minute, but he holds basically like Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that for a Ksav to be kosher, you need to be roi lahagid. If somebody is roi to say Edis, then the Ksav that he's roi to say is also good. So if a shtar comes into Bezdin, Bezdin assumes stama, that if a shtar comes into Bezdin, that the authors of the shtar are roi lahagid. Assumption is the people who wrote the shtar are roi to say a haggadah. Since they're roi to say a haggadah, so the shtar is also good for a haggadah. Let's say we would know for certain that the people who wrote the shtar are ilmin, we would have a problem because he's not roi lahagid. If he's not roi lahagid, then his ksav is also no good. If they come into best, they say this is our signature, but we don't remember it. The Rambam's lashon is Hari Hen Kharoshim Achiskuay Dusa. And we learned, when I read it to you, Hari Hen Kharoshim means the apostolates. He says, no, the Rambam means Hari Hen Kharoshim, they're like Rabbeinu Tam, who said that Elaim can't say Edis Miksav. Rabbeinu Tam said that Elaim can't say Edis Miksav, he's not Roy Lahagid. If you're not Roy Lahagid, the Yiksav is also no good. So if somebody doesn't remember, then he's also no good to say Edis. If a person does remember, then he's not going to say this Mishtar is good. Why is it worse? Calls him on an outside person, says it's a signature, we assume that he's Kimishna Khredusan, that he's somebody who could say the Edis. Most of the time, someone who signs a Shtar could say Edis. That's the assumption. if the Misa, I mean, if he dies, he also can't say Eidus. That's what you're asking, right?
No, they're both of them. They're both saying Kinyan Abba and Kinyan Abba.
They could say this on the Shtav. They walk in the Sech Tzav Yidein Luzer and they go home, they'll be good. But if the Sech Tzav Yidein Luzer, Aval Eino Luzerich in the Sa'edus, it's exactly equal.
So
well, not worse than Bez, they're not knowing or them
not.
Right. Yes, we assume made them know what they signed. Our assumption is that they remember. Our assumption is that. Our assumption is that they do remember. Well, if to say HaGod is saying this, they still have to remember. You can't say HaGod says it, not remember it. How do you know? Okay, so the assumption is Eidim Ishtar, no. The assumption is Eidim Ishtar, remember. In the sum, when they're not in front of us, we assume if they would be in front of us, they would remember, at least the paper would remind them, but they would remember. That's our assumption. What? You mean, you're asking what would be, I told you when I started there, some Eidim I'm sure don't remember. So you're asking how could we assume that their signature is good? So you're asking why do we assume? So you're saying we should assume they don't remember. If you would assume that they don't remember, then there wouldn't stick with there would be a problem like the Shach. The Shach only works if there's an assumption that they remember. There has to be an assumption they remember. It's sort of a cheskas they remember. At the time that they signed, they remembered. So it's the cheskas they remember until we know they don't. If he says, I don't remember, then it's a chel problem. That the Rambam says, you know the Sarchim, so the Lenin's Kamishtar. We don't. So why is it good if it's Yaitzim and Makamach? So now the question is, if you Makayim the Shtar from somewhere else, why is it good? Deidim are standing in front of us, and they're saying, and they're standing in front of us, and they're saying that we don't remember. So they're staying here, they don't remember, how does it help the Eidus from somewhere else? So the Ketzoisi has this kasha. In other words, what the Rambam is saying, again, you have a shtar, signatures. So what are we saying? We're not saying the shtar is possible. We're saying that the shtar is loy miskayim. If others will be mekayim the shtar, they'll be good kiyam. Why is it a good kiyam? They're saying they don't remember the shtar. They're saying they don't remember. Why is it a good kiyam? So the ketzois is this kasha, if you know it, on the shach. The ketzois is on the shach, so how does that kiyam ayde acher? So I'll tell you what he says, and I'll tell you what I would have said. And what I would have said is probably wrong, but what he says is that that's the takana of shtaris. That's the takana de rabbanon of shtaris. L'maisa, the rabbanon made a takana of shtaris. The Takana Durabana was that if they sign an Eidus and somebody's Makai the signature, even if they're dead, it's good. If they come in front of us alone, so you have to aid them alive. So their Kiyam without remembering, that's no good. Rabbana didn't make a Kiyam for when the Eidim are, didn't make a Takana Durabana for when the Eidim are here. Right? The Rabbana made a Takana Durabana of Shtaris. Why? In case the author of the Shtar would not be alive. Or he wouldn't be available. So in such a case, there's a takana d'rabbanan, a shtaris. So when someone else is the kai d'shtar, it's a good shtar. Even they didn't say we don't remember. If someone else is the kai d'shtar, it's a good shtar. But if they themselves come and they say we don't remember, that's not a kiyam. Sounds like a daichik. It's not. The lashon of the Rambam when he says the Rabbanu on the sack back in Perigim Alachadal. His lashon is Medibrei Seifrim Shechayt Chendine Mamis Beidish Shabeshtar Afbi Sheine Eidim Kayamim Kadesh Leitim Odeles Bivnei Lava. He says that the Divrei Seferim is that when Mekayim Eidah Shem B'Shtar, Afu B'Shein Eidah Mekayamim. His language is that Chazal made at the Kod of Shtaris when the Eidah are not either not alive or not here. I don't know how you want to touch Eidah Mekayamim. You can touch they're not alive. You can touch they're not available. Probably both are true. So the Kod of the Rabbanah is made for when Eidah are not available. If the Eidah come, they say, we don't remember. For them, we didn't make a Tekanah Drabanan. We didn't make a Tekanah for when Edom are here. The Tekanah of Shtaris was made for when Edom are not here. Since the Tekanah was made for when Edom are not here, so when the Edom are not here, or if they're here and not helpful, the Tekanah is still there. It's still the Tekanah of Drabanan.
What does it mean? I'm
explains the Gemara. I have to hold on a second. I have to think about it. But first, I'm explaining the Shas has written the Rambam. Okay, again, the Rambam said that if the Edom themselves come and say Ksav Yadeinu, but we don't remember, that it's nothing. It's nothing. We throw it out. If you mekayim ad acherim, we be mekayim it. But otherwise, we throw it out. So the question was that, why should we throw it out? Why shouldn't it be good Ksav Yadeinu who's that? They're saying Eidus aren't Ksav Yad. Taisus said in the first part of Taisus. The Eidus they remember, they don't remember, that's baloney. The Eidus is our signature, it's true. No worse than Singer Shtar. So the answer we're saying is that the Rambam holds Be'etzam like Rabbeinu Tam. That a Shtar is good when there's no, when he's Roy Lahagin. The din of shtaris, which is still a drabbanon in the Rambam, is good when you're roi lahagid, we can allow shtaris. So you're roi lahagid. If you're not roi lahagid, then we don't allow shtaris. So that is the din of the Rambam. The kasha was, so if they don't remember, why does kiyam help ayde acher? Well, if they're dead, they also don't remember. And they might remember the old mammoth, but there's also no one who remembers in this world. If it's ame the kiyam, a shtaris drabbanon ayde acher, kiyam works ayde acher, that's a takana. But the Etzem Din, if they're here, they don't remember, we can't rely on their Aegis through their say-so if they don't remember. And you have to realize, what we're saying, the Rambam is like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds more. Even if it's not a Shtar. Eidim Kaisir Eidusam Alek Sa'av and extended it to Bezdin. That the Rambam certainly doesn't hold like. We're not saying Rabbeinu Tam, Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Tam, that in our Torah, Eidim could sign things and send it in. Of course not. The Rambam holds even Shtaris are no good in our Torah. So we don't mean that he holds Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. If you look at the Shach, he doesn't say the words Rabbeinu Tam. He just says the same thing Rabbeinu Tam says. But he's saying it in the Din Shtaris to Rabbanan. When they made it Din Shtaris to Rabbanan, they allowed Ksav Yadam, Kozma, we could assume they're Roy Lahaki. There's no din derabanan when they remember, not because of the shtar, because if they remember they're here. Min haTorah, you need live edim. When you have live edim in front of you, we didn't make a takana shtar derabanan. When you don't have live edim, k'shein edim kayamin, we made a takana. We're saying now, ain edim kayamin, these are no useful edim kayamin. If they're here, but they can't, they don't say, it's just like they're dead. Shane Adam Kayamim, we made such a thing. Now, like I said, I would add a little more lush to it. Maybe I'm wrong, just that. When Tzai says that if you Makayan it, the fact they say they don't remember doesn't count, because that's the Takan of Shtaris, I would add a Knech. There's a halacha of Kivod Shehigit Shavena Chayzer Umagit. There's a halacha, once you said Adis, it can't be Chayzer Umagit. Now, when the signature in the shtar says that they know something, and they come and they say they don't remember, once a mekayim the signature in the shtar, they're going to try to say, "Hey, this does chayzer umagid." That doesn't work, right? I'm not saying it. The Gemara says it. Gemara says, "Say ksav yadeinu huzeh, avok tanim ayinu psulim ayinu." That kivin sheigish shereinu chayzer umagid. If you mekayim it, if there's no kiyum, they have an equal significantly. But it is a kiyum. It's a kiyum on their signatures. And they say, it is our signatures. It's true, the mekayim are telling the truth. But at the time, we were psulim, we were ketanim, we were relatives, whatever they say. They said, hey, this is, that did happen. They can't come and say anything different.
The Avis.
The signature on the star is Haggadah number one.
Say that I remember this one. The signature says, the Magad Shahayah.
Maybe that's why the Tzitz doesn't say Kibbutz Shehegim. Yeah, Yaki's saying, explain why the Tzitz doesn't say what I was thinking. I was thinking it on the plane at 30,000 feet. So he's saying, good. He's saying the signature is maybe not a stira. If the signature, if the signature, assumption is the signature is kasher, right? Chazaka b'shtash nasa begalim. So if they say the ketanim, it's a stira to the signature. But if they say they don't remember, not a steer to the shtar. The shtar doesn't say they remember later. So maybe that's why it doesn't say kibishig shemeinu magid, because there's no kibishig shemeinu magid on if it's not a steer. It's not a steer. Could be I signed it. I did sign it. I'm sure I signed it, but I just don't remember. It's not a steer to the first haggadah. Right. Okay. They say they don't remember it. Are they retracting? See, if Yod Shtar is Habin HaTaira, you would agree. If Yod Shtar is Habin HaTaira, you would agree that no Kim Shay, that here is not Kim Shay. They're saying they don't remember. If Yod Shtar is Habin Rabbanan, now, anyway, this is the shach. The tzai seems to be maskim. See, Sakasha answers it. So he seems to be maskim to the shach. That this is the hezra. This is the chudish to the Rambam. Now, how do Rambam fit into the Gemara Ksuv? This Amar Hashem Shtar Nidah. I'm not sure. The Gemara there is talking where they do remember. And when they do remember, the question is, do you need a second aid? Or is there Haggadah good enough to make it a Mil Hashem Shtar? So I suppose that the Rambam is the chalik, do they do remember? They don't remember. But this is sort of the Rambam. Without this Rambam, you don't have a Hashlama here on the Sugya. What would come out on a get such a thing? Right? These shtaris, we're talking about shtaris to Rabbanim. What would the Rambam say on a get? If they would say, a get, we said last time, the time said in the Rambam, a get is a good shtarayim in a Torah. Now we don't know. Shtarayim in a Torah. What would the Rambam say? If they say, ksav yedeinu ze'aval einonu zeichrim, on a get, that would be good. You're not Tyra. Xavier Dana was there. But we don't remember. What would be? It would be good, no? What?
We don't remember
it's
on the right.
We don't remember Maisa Shahi. We remember the Shtar. The Shtar is good in a Tyra. No, but Rav Chaim said in the Rambam that once it's a shtar kinyim and atayra, it's a shtar rayim and atayra too. Because since shtar kinyim need aidim to be a shtar kinyim, so may look like a shtar rayim and atayra again.
But
perhaps
it's not
that
a rayim
for
the mistake.
Aidim
is not the fact that I have a good get makes it a
rayim. You have a good get makes it a
rayim.
But you
need kiyum. Makes the aidim makes the get a good get.
Kiyum makes the get a good get. We say Kiyum Shtar says the Rabbanah. The Etzav a get a Shtar is good. If he says Mezuyev, then we'll call you to be Mekayim. Kiyum makes it good. But it's true, the Kiyum makes it good. So they say Ksav Yedeinu Huzeh, Avaleinu Nuzeichrim, it's what you like, it should be good, because you don't need this Zechira. Okay. The whole Shas Cheshbin, that it works with Rabbeinu Tam Sfarah, they have to be able, is always Cheshbin in the Rabbanah, not in the Deraisa. In the Deraisa should be good better. And I know Rav Shimon in the Shari Yashir, in Shari Zayim, Perek Yud, I believe, says this line, that what the Rambam says here, that I read you, is the Chushnik Rambam, I believe he says it doesn't apply to Shtar Gittin V'Kedushin. Behold, Shtar Gittin V'Kedushin are good as a Rayim, and a Torah, that this whole Chiddush of the Rambam, that when this guy has Shtar V'Her Kecharosha V'Shisker Edusan, that's only in Shtar Yibadin, it's not in Shtar Gittin V'Kedushin. Shtar Gittin V'Kedushin would work. Okay, so we end up, hopefully, with a little bit of a Havana in the four sheetahs that you have in the Ketzais. I hope you should stick the Ketzais in your Gemara. Someday, 5 years from now, 15 years from now, you'll be learning with your Bar Mitzvah, or he'll tell you, PM Balai Piksav, and there are four sheetahs. Hopefully you remember there was such a Ketzais, and that every single year I found an excuse to get out a copy. You'll pull out a Gemara that you learned here in Yeshiva, you'll have it stuck in the back, and you'll, as soon as you see it, you'll remind, hopefully you remember without it. But at least you remember with it that there's such a four sheets in the Campbell on Peak Saba, and you'll be able to have it. So, okay. So I've kind of. Yeah. So while I was in Eretz Yisrael, I had a handful of Bachar that came to Shul's with me. So Kamat Peach, all of them came to ask me the same thing. How do you make it that when you go back to America, you don't lose it? So they all wanted to know. And on the plane, on the way back, I sat next to a young man who was a brother-in-law to someone who used to be here in Shir for a number of years. He was 2 years in Eretz Yisrael. And he asked me, he's waiting on the plane back, he says, how does he make sure he doesn't lose it? So I asked him, do you set up a chavrusa yet when you get back? He said, no. We're only back 3 weeks till he goes to camp. So I told him 3 weeks is enough to lose it without chavrusa. Yeah, that's enough time. But I don't know, we're on the other end. You know, we have to make sure we buckle down. You have an opportunity. Next 2 weeks, you can do with it what you want. You have an opportunity the last 2 weeks to try to buckle down. It's Sai Bekiyas and Sai Yin, because we're going to cover an Amid a day. And even though Dafyani people learn a lot in an hour or 45 minutes, I'm talking about doing an Amid. I'm talking about doing the Amid, understanding it, and doing the Taisisim, at least the Iker Taisisim with it. If you want, I'll come in, I'll show you which are the Iker. If you do all the Taisisim, I'm also happy. The main Taisisim are the Taisisim we spoke about. And either you make up your mind to do it, or it's going to fall apart by itself. We're going to do a Seidech HaVais HaSei, starting from the bottom lines of Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara starts with asking why you need Psukim. The Gemara in Gimel Amid Beis had the Psukim for Yibum being Daicha Erva. The Gemara on the bottom says, Tama the Kosov Rahmana, 5 lines at the bottom. Right? 5 lines at the bottom of the Gimel Amid Beis is the introduction. Tama the Kosov Rahmana Aleha. Because I have a Pasik Aleha, so I darshin Yavavi Yavi Aleha, that by Arayis, Yinat Miyabim. Halafach Yavinachas Yishimisa Bemis, my Tama. Aminosa say, Dachi Laisa say, Evidamina say, Lachi Laisa say, Greda. Zish requires me, Dachi. The Gemara is a Kasha. That Kasha, the Gemara doesn't answer till 5 lat later, 40th lat later. That you have to remember. The Gemara is a Kasha of El Gimel Amid Beis. It does not come back to ask it, to answer it, till 1.5 lat later. So we're not, at least for the most of the Chazara, we're not concerned so much with the original Kasha. We're considered Visu. Let's just say, that's what we're concerned with. At least for next week. We're not concerned with the Yavamis part. We're concerned Visu. Let's say, Greidam and Ela Dadachi. How do you know it says, let's say, bang, we go into Dalai Lama. So that's where we are going to work from. The top Tosfos are Tzadik Amid Beis, which we learned that was the Tzadik Amid Beis, which has to do with the Taich of this Aklai and Mitzvah Tzitzis. So that top Tosfos you should chazer as well. The Kevaymeri is the main part of the Teretz. So I hope you'll just have the mindset. It all has to do with the mindset. If you have the mindset to do it, it will happen. If you have the mindset that it will happen by itself, it's not going to happen by itself. Starting on Sunday, and not everyone comes, even Knappa on time on Sunday, so including me. So you have to make sure to put in your time, chazur ahead of time. And I hope that it'll be without tzlacha, or chazur amid and shat, and it's Hashem will have something of a kin for me.